These are the recollections of Rabbi Aaron from Rabbi Moshe Savitsky.
I remember the first time I saw Rabbi Aaron was when I was learning a young bocher in Tels, and he came to the yeshiva and said a shiur, and made an everlasting impression. The whole mensch made an everlasting impression, and I was determined after hearing the shiur to go to Lakewood to hear shiurim from Rabbi Aaron. So my goal was, after seeing Rabbi Aaron in Cleveland and Tels, to Lakewood. I came to Rabbi Aaron a little over a year before he was nifter in New York, in his house in Borough Park, 47th Street. Spoke with him in learning in Baba Basra, the sugya of Freiki Davis and Achisha Zuazu, and spending time with him, I went to Lakewood, accepted me, took me in to go to the yeshiva, and I came to Lakewood. Was also, they were learning Baba Basra. I had just learned Baba Basra and Tells. It was mistapik, should I learn again Baba Basra? And the Roshiva told me, he said, Baba Basra mitishurim is Ananda Baba Basra, Ananda Masechta. So I put myself down. He arranged me chavrusas. In the morning I learned with Rabbi Yitzhak Feigelstock. In the afternoon with Yisrael Meir Kagan, I learned Baba Basra. And indeed, it was another Masechta. The first shurim of Baba Basra were on the sugis of Hezekriah. Then there was shurim on the sugi of Tumah B'chaburim, Ula B'shagishur Chesediyimei. And then came to the famous shurim in Achak Snezakim of Chadol. Those shurim were more towards the end of the winter. The six shurim, my recollection is right. And the Roshiva said those shurim were fire dika shurim, with Yisoidus in Achak Snezakim. I remember an interesting episode. I had always tried to run after when the shiur was completed, to talk to him and ask on the shiur. One of the shiurim on Chadol, I came and asked Rav Shiva after the shiur, and he really alarmed me. Versteht nicht Yiddish, was man redet mit euch. Er hebt nicht an zu verstehen den Malach in der Sugya. And fine, I was used to it. I had spoken to him throughout the winter on the shiurim. Finished. I left it. I tried my best to understand, and I left it. The minig at that time was Rabbi Aaron used to go to Florida for a few weeks before Purim. So I went to Florida, came back just before Purim. Purim by Nacht, the Talmud, Moshe Hirsch, comes into the dining room, tells me the Roshiva wants to see you right away. I figured, Purim by Nacht, what's Kenshin Dozai in Purim by Nacht? I came in. And Roshiva says to me first thing, he says, Yitzhin Aloysa klap de Narashkai tonei akop. I was impressed, really, at the fact that he held on his cup insignificant, prektakashe, what's this? But everything revolved around the shiurim, and everything, everybody's input in the shiurim was important to him. And that's how he said the shiurim. He used to come, he would say, the shiur in the winter's man was Baba Basra, he would say shiur Matzoy Shabbos Nachmayrev, and then Monday morning, and then there was Chazor Shashir Friday morning, and each time, even the Chazor Shashir, which was a repetition of the shiur. Just now, Sassim Asmechen Kinsinasim Hasinai, it was like something new, a new kvetch, a new knech, a new havana, and everything, it was fayadik, moyadik to see. So there are several things that come to mind, the Friday nights with the Rosh Hashiva sitting around the table and listening to all those stories of the Gdolim and Shulam Igra and the Chassam Sofer and the Vilna Goyen, and the Rosh Hashiva's input into those stories, how he looked, his aim of a pachet when he mentioned the Goyen's name. And it was meridik. It gave us a feel of was the friedik is ein gewan. How his musig of the Goyen, how he always used to say that the Goyen really was out of line in the time that he came to the world. The only reason that Rebbeinu Shlom put him out of the Seder was to give us a musig, be the friedik and moizgizem. That was his taitcha, how the Goyen came into the Doris in his place in the door. And there's another story that always made a lifetime impression on me that comes to mind is in the Summersman, right after the Barbasa, we learned about Metzia then. And my brother already had come to the Yeshiva then, Rabbi Yosef. We were both standing, we used to be in the dormitory rooms, which was in the old building on top of the dining room. There was three floors. First floor was the dining room, second floor was a couple of rooms. The Yeshiva slept in one of the rooms. Third floor was some more dormitory rooms. And we were looking out a window, our room faced 7th Street. And suddenly we saw Reb Ma'aron emerge from the building into the street. And just about he was about to go into the street from the driveway, two women came by. He immediately turned around, pulled the kapata over his head.
From the college.
From the college, I believe it was. Yes, from down the street in the college. But he pulled the kapata over his head and stood like that, and then for several minutes passed by until he felt comfortable that they were out of range, and then he continued to go. Such a shmiras einayim, a godel. Those are the things that made a lifetime impression on us. Of course, his asmada, his running into the Beis Medrash, whether it was a minute before Maariv, or 2 minutes before Maariv, opening a sefer and learning, and many other things. There's no, sometimes the impression was subconsciously. You didn't even, you saw him do these things and you filed it away, but it was all Maariv Kazach. And I feel that the emes is chus to be able to see such a mensch like Rabban, and it obviously it has an impression and affects you for the rest of your life in many ways. Many times you think, should you do something, should you not do something, you feel what you saw as a mensch, it holds you from doing something you shouldn't do. So therefore I think that this is something, and for sure I always have a hakaras hatorah mensch. I was able to see as a mensch, if not for a long period, for a short period, but that made a significant impression on me.
Thank you.